哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with everybody this morning.
感谢主，在这个神所赐福的日子，使我们能够一同来到神的殿中。
Thank God that on this blessed day that we can come to the temple of God.
能够借着道理上的分享，使我们明白神的旨意。
That through the sharing of the word of God that we can understand the will of God.
借着祷告当中圣灵的力量，使我们有更新生命的能力。
And through the prayer that we can have a renewal of our strength.
从创世以来，
starting from creation.
在神歇下了他一切造化的工作。
When God put down or rested from his work.
他为你我设立了安息圣日。
He established Sabbath for you and me.
而这个安息圣日是要使人在这忙碌的生命当中得到一个休息的机会。
And the Sabbath day serves as a way for us to rest from our busy days.
使得人在劳碌当中可以得到安慰。
So that amidst all of our busyness that we can receive comfort.
使得我们在这个人生的脚步当中可以停下来思索生命的意义。
And that through all of our busy steps that we can reflect on the meaning of life.
所以神为我们设立安息圣日，使我们能够得以休息。
So the reason that God established the Sabbath is that so that we can receive rest.
并且吩咐你我要谨守，要持守。
And then he commanded you and I that we must keep it.
但是到今天的现代。
But until today.
很多时候我们对信仰的认识。
Many times our understanding of our faith.
只剩下守安息而已。
Is only rests on keeping Sabbath.
它是一种责任。
It is a responsibility.
变成一种要求。
And it is a requirement.
甚至在很多人的信仰生命当中成为了一样的负担。
And that in some people's lives, it may actually become a burden.
觉得每个星期都要来教会很麻烦。
And they feel that it is very annoying that you have to come every week to Sabbath.
一想到安息日整天在教会就觉得时间花费太多。
And just thinking about spending the entire day at church, it just feels like too much time.
因为到最后我们与神的关系只剩下守安息。
Because our relationship with God has stayed at the level of just keeping Sabbath.
守安息有没有错？
Is it wrong to keep Sabbath?
守安息绝对没有错。
It is not wrong.
因为这是神对我们的要求，也是我们对自己也是我们在信仰当中的条件。
Because this is something that God asks of us, and it is also one of the requirements of our faith.
但是你要永远只有停留在守安息而已吗？
But we cannot remain at only keeping Sabbath.
我们要更进一步。
We need to go a step further.
从守安息到能够享安息。
From keeping Sabbath to receiving rest.
从一种责任上的要求到最后成为心灵里的喜悦。
From something that is a requirement of our faith that becomes a joy to us.
要怎么样能够享受安息呢？
And how can we receive rest?
那就是要在安息日能够真正得享心灵的平安。
And it is truly to receive peace in our hearts on Sabbath.
当你来到教会，
When you come to church,
每个星期六来到教会，
Every Saturday you come to church,
你好像放下了生命当中的重担，放下了心中的石头。
It is like you are putting down the burdens of your life and putting down the burdens in your heart.
在这里得到自由。
Here you receive freedom.
在祷告中得到感动。
In your prayers you receive movement.
那守安息日就不再是一种责任了。
So then, keeping the Sabbath no longer just is a responsibility.
而是你会主动追求喜悦的目标。
But that is something that you'll proactively seek after it as a goal.
我们要怎么样在安息日得享真正生命中的安息？
So on Sabbath, how is it that we can truly receive rest?
使我们在这个劳碌的人生当中能够得着一点的亮光。
So that in this toilsome life that we can receive a bit of light.
我们来看一下主耶稣的教导。
Let us look at the teachings of Lord Jesus.
我们请翻到马太福音的第十一章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十一章的二十五节。
11 verse 25.
马太福音十一章二十五节
Matthew chapter 11, 25
那时耶稣说父啊天地的主我感谢你因为你将这事向聪明通达人就藏起来向婴孩就显出来二十六节
26
父啊是的因为你的美意本是如此二十七
27.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的除了父没有人知道子除了子和子所愿意指示的没有人知道父二十八节
28.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息二十九节
29.
我心里柔和谦卑你们当负我的轭学我的样式这样你们心里就必得享安息三十节
30.
因为我的轭是容易的我的担子是轻省的在这一段记载的是主耶稣的祷告
Here it records the prayer of Jesus
啊，在这里主耶稣向天上的神祷告
Here Jesus is praying to God in heaven
为了谁来祷告
Who is he praying for?
为了他的门徒来跟从他的人来祷告
He is praying for his disciples and his followers
祷告什么呢
What is he praying for?
祷告希望他的门徒能够寻找到生命中真正的安息
He is praying that they can find true rest in their lives
祷告希望他们能够在信仰当中得着安息的享受
He is praying that in their lives they can receive the comfort of peace
那这不只是为当时的门徒祷告
And he is not only praying for the disciples of
the time 也是在今天为了你我来祈求
He is also praying for you and I
信耶稣要信到能够享安息
To believe in Jesus you must believe to the point that you can receive rest
信耶稣生命当中必须要得着喜悦
And you must be able to obtain joy in your life
在主里有平安
In the Lord there is peace
生命中有盼望
In your life there is hope
行路当中有亮光
In your path there is light
走完人生有指望
And after this life there is hope
说这个样的人生这个信仰的路才是有意义有价值的
And only in this way is our faith a meaningful、
哦、所以我们不要信耶稣信到愁眉苦脸
So let us not believe in Jesus to the point that we always have a frown on our face
不要一想到教会圣工就觉得压力很大
Don't every time you think about doing work for church that you have a lot of pressure
因为信仰不应该成为你生命中的重担
Because your faith should not become a burden in your life
那我们要怎么改变
How can we change
怎么样做才能够真正享受安息
What can we do so that we can truly receive rest
在这里主耶稣告诉我们有三件事有三种人你要变成的
Here, Jesus tells us there's three things, three types of people that we need to do.
我们看回来马太福音的十一章
Let us look back at Matthew chapter 11.
十一章
Chapter 11.
十一章的二十五节
11 verse 25.
他说父啊因为你将这事向聪明通达人就藏起来向婴孩就显出来
Because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes.
怎么样能够得享生命中的安息?
So how can we receive rest in life?
第一个要求就是叫你回转像婴孩一样。
First, we must return to being like a babe.
啊，圣经里面常常告诉我们
The Bible tells us
他说你我要回转像小孩
that you and I must become children
主耶稣说天国就是给这样的人
Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is for children
啊，所以在这里主耶稣告诉我们
here Jesus tells us
说对那些聪明通达的这个道理就隐藏住了就没有了
that to those who are wise and prudent this gospel is hidden from them
啊，但是对小孩对婴孩他就显明出来啊
but to children and babies then God will reveal it
那，这两个到底差别在哪里
and what is the difference between these two
差别在于聪明通达的人很会计算，不是吗？
The difference is that wise and prudent people are very good at calculating.
在这世界上，什么叫聪明通达
？What is it to be wise and prudent in this world?
事情看得很准。
That you are very accurate in your perception.
价值判断很对。
That you are right in your valuing of.
所以投资啊，这个人生啊，理财呀，哇，样样都比别人更强。
So when you invest, you are stronger than other people.
哦，这是我们叫做人生的胜利组。 胜利成功组啊，成功组。
And this is called the success.
啊，也是我们今天很多人羡慕的目标啊。
And this is something that many people admire.
啊，但是却在这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
当我们来到神的面前。
That when we come before Jesus.
以为自己聪明通达。
And we think that we are very smart.
到最后反而与救恩擦肩而过啦。
Actually, we are very far from the gospel.
我们来看哥林多前书的第一章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人是愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。十九节。
19.
就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。二十节。
20.
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫世界上的智慧变成愚拙吗？二十一节。
21.
世人凭着自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人当作愚拙的道理来拯救这些相信的人，这就是神的智慧啦。在这里告诉我们说，世界上的智慧人
Here it tells us that those who are wise in the world
总是很喜欢用自己的知识，用自己的经验来做判断。
They like to make judgments based on their wisdom and their own knowledge.
用他们的智慧来判断信仰的价值。
They use their knowledge to make a judgment call.
用他们的经验来决定人生要选择的方向。
And they use their experience to decide on the direction in life.
所以对很多智慧人来说，
so to many wise in the world,
信仰是浪费时间的选择。
Then faith is a waste of time.
天国太遥远。
Because heaven is too far away.
神我没有看过。
And they've never seen the kingdom of God.
圣经是千年前的古董。
And the Bible is an ancient antiquity.
跟我今天的人生没有关系。
It has nothing to do with my life today.
对我现在的对我追求的成就没有帮助。
And it does not help in my pursuit after success.
所以很多自以为有聪明智慧的人，
So many people who think themselves as wise,
就看低了信仰的价值。
And they devalue faith.
啊，但是这里说啊，神就让这些智慧人自己欺骗了自己。
But here it says that God allows them to deceive themselves.
啊，反而是那些自己以为愚拙的。
But it is actually those who consider themselves to be foolish,
心灵谦卑的,
who are humble in their hearts,
来到神面前向神俯伏卑微的人,
those who will prostrate themselves before God,
说主啊我不懂求你帮助我,
and say God I don't understand please help me,
主啊我看不清楚求你引领我的道路,
and God I can't see clearly please guide my path,
说这样子的人就要看到神从天上伸手拉他一把扶他前行,
these are the people that will seeGod reach out his hand to help them.
所以聪明人跟孩子的差别在哪里？
So what is the difference between us, wise and foolish?
差别最大在于价值观的判断。
The greatest difference is in their difference of values.
小孩子有一个很大的小孩子他们对价值观非常的模糊啊。
For children, it is a very blurry concept to them, the concept of values.
这个是好事。
And this is good.
但是也可以是坏事。
But this could also be not good.
所以圣经里面有时候叫我们要学小孩。
So sometimes the Bible teaches us to be like a child.
但是有时候却叫我们不要像小孩一样。
But also sometimes it tells us not to be like a child.
差别在哪里？
What is the difference?
就是这个不清楚的价值观。
It is in not being clear of our values.
啊，因为价值观不清楚。
Because we're not clear of our values.
啊，因为小孩子的价值观不清楚啊。
Because children are not clear of their values.
所以他们很容易就做下一些决定。
So they will very easily make choices.
在别人的眼中看起来好像不是很聪明。
That in the eyes of other people don't look to be very smart.
啊，就像我们之前有讲过那个五个饼两条鱼的孩子不是吗？
We've mentioned before the child with five loaves and two fish.
有这么多的人。
There's so many people.
但主耶稣说，哎，有食物的拿来要分啦。
And Jesus said, those who have food, bring your food here.
结果成千上万的人 只有一个小孩拿出来。
But out of thousands of people, only one child brought out his food.
难道只有他有食物吗？
Was it only him that had food that time?
不可能。
It is impossible.
一定有其他聪明人也带了食物来。
There must have been other wise people who brought food too.
啊，为什么只有这个小男孩把食物拿出来分享呢？
But why did only this boy bring out his food to share?
因为他的价值观不清楚啊。
Because he did not have clear values.
在你我今天聪明的大人眼里，他就是一个傻瓜。
In the eyes of the wise people, the adults of the world, they would say that he is not very smart.
啊，但是这样子的一个傻瓜。
But he is a foolish person.
神却用他成就了一个到今天我们还在传颂的神迹。
But God used him to perform a miracle that we are still talking about today.
所以有时候在神面前，我们价值观不，我们的那个价值不要算得太精啊。
So sometimes before God, let us not emphasize so much on our own values.
有时候算得太精，你就成为一个傻瓜啦。
Sometimes when we calculate too much, then we become someone foolish.
啊，在不久之前啊，我带着家人啊出去旅行。
Not long ago, I took my family out on vacation.
啊，我们尽量啊，一年能够有一个时间呢，有一个机会能够全家一起出去啊走走。
And we try to take a vacation once a year.
好，所以就决定带他们到东京的迪士尼去玩啦。
And so we went to Tokyo's Disneyland.
啊，为什么要到东京的迪士尼呢？
And why do we go to Disneyland in Tokyo?
南加州有迪士尼啊，为什么不在这里呢？
There's Disneyland here in Southern California. Why don't
we just go there? 我们住在迪士尼，我住的离迪士尼不远啊，从来没有去，他们从来没有去过啊。
And I live not far from Disneyland, but my children have never gone.
有一天我们家小孩回来跟我说。
One day, my children came home and told me.
说啊，老师问全班的同学啊，有没有人没去过？全班只有我没有去过迪士尼耶。
The teacher asked the class, has anyone ever, who has not been to Disneyland before? And in the whole class, I was the only one.
好，所以我们就决定啊，带小孩子啊到东京的迪士尼去玩啊。
So we decided to take the children to Disneyland in Tokyo.
为什么要跑到东京？
Why did we have to go all the way to Tokyo?
很简单啊，因为爸爸小气啊。
It is simple because dad is very cheap.
啊，因为美国的太贵啦，东京的只要美国的半价而已啊。
Because the one in the United States is very expensive and the one in Tokyo is only half price.
啊，顺便还可以回台湾走访亲戚啊。
And we can also visit Taiwan and visit our relatives.
啊，在我们出发以前啊。
Before we left.
我就把我们的两个小孩啊叫过来哦。
I called over my children.
哦，我跟他们讲说啊，哎呀，我们爸爸妈妈要带你们去东京迪士尼玩呢。
And said, Mom and Dad, we're taking you to Tokyo's Disneyland.
哦，有没有很高兴？哦，有啊，有啊，好开心哦。
Are you guys very happy? And they said, Yes, yes, we are.
啊，然后我就跟他讲啊。
And then I told them.
啊，可是哦，这一趟旅行哦，蛮贵的哎。
But I told them this trip is pretty expensive.
你看啊，为了要带你们两个去玩。
Just to bring you guys to play.
啊，爸爸要花机票钱呢。
I have to pay for airfare.
爸爸要租旅馆。
I have to book a hotel.
啊，爸爸带你们坐车也要车钱呢。
And just to for transportation, we have to pay.
所以哦，爸爸要花蛮多的钱才能够带你们去玩哦。
So dad has to spend a lot of money to take you guys out to play.
啊，你们要不要帮忙一下啊？
Do you guys want to help me?
因为他们都有自己的存款哦。
Because they have their own savings.
哦，就是从阿公阿妈那里捞来的钱啊。
It is money that they have gained from their
grandparents. 阿公阿妈的钱最好拿了哈。
Because grandparents are the easiest one to get money from.
哦，所以他们有自己的存款。
So they have their own savings.
所以我就跟他们讲说，你们要不要帮忙一下？
So I asked them, do you guys want to help me?
啊，我们家那个儿子啊。
And then my son said,
哦，听了以后啊，就很有感受哦。
After he heard this, he had a deep impression.
我说要啊，要啊，要啊。
He said, yes, yes, yes.
啊，爸爸，我的全部给你，全部给你。
He said, Dad, I will give everything that I have to you.
啊，我们家的女儿啊，比较年纪大一点啊。
And then my daughter, she's a little older.
啊，眼睛眯了一下啊。
And she squinted her eyes.
然后问我说，爸爸你。爸爸你要花多少啊
And she asked, Dad,
你要花多少
How much are you going to spend?
啊，你要看说我要花多少他在决定他要帮忙多少啊
So she wants to know how much I'm going to spend before she decides how much she's going to help.
你如果回家试试看啊
So you can try this at home.
如果你的小孩啊超过12岁啊
If your children are over the age of 12,
你叫他帮忙你叫他出钱啊不用想啦
If you ask them to help, if you ask them to contribute money, they won't.
因为年纪越大就越会算啊
Because the older they are, the more they are going to be calculating.
过了15岁以后
and after 15,
他知道说他出不出钱你都要付啊。
They know that whether or not they help you, you're going to have to pay for it anyways.
我会告诉你说为什么？为什么我要出？
And we'll say, why do I have to give you money?
啊，你是爸爸欸。
You're the dad.
啊，你本来就要付钱啊。
You have to pay anyway.
这个钱是阿妈给我的。
This is money that my grandma gave me.
我为什么要帮忙？
Why do I have to help?
所以你会发觉说啊，当人随着成长，有时候越来越精明啊。
So we see that sometimes as people grow up, they become more and more scheming.
啊，到最后就变成聪明通达人了，不是吗？
And in the end, they become these more calculating or wise people of the world.
啊，但是当我们来到神的面前，
But when we come before God,
如果你还是带着这种聪明通达，跟神这样子算来算去，计较来计较去的，
If we continue having this attitude of calculating and keeping track of things with God,
你怎么可能在神面前得享平安的安息呢？
Then how can we receive peace and rest from God?
哦，所以要怎么样得到安息？
So how can we receive rest?
哦，就是把我们这个世界所训练出来的价值判断先丢到一边啊。
Is to first put aside the values that we've been trained to have in this world.
回转当小孩，回转像小孩一样。
And return to being like a child.
因为耶稣爱我。
Because Jesus loves me.
生命当中充满了他的恩典。
And my life is filled with his blessings.
没有耶稣我还拥有什么呢？
If I don't have Jesus,What do I have?
主啊，你对我这么好。
God, you've been so good to me.
我有什么不能够为你放弃的呢？
What do I have that I would not be able to give up?
不但要能够为你放弃。
That I would not be able to sacrifice.
不但能够为你放弃啊。
Not only will I sacrifice for you.
而且放弃得很开心很喜悦啊。
But I would be very glad and joyful to do so.
这叫做小孩啊。
This is what it is called to be a child.
哦，所以啊，我们今天来到神的面前。
And today we come before God.
回转向小孩是得着生命平安的第一步啊。
The first step to receiving rest and peace is to return to being a child.
你对神越放得开，越不，你跟神越大，你对神越大方。
The more generous, the more we can let go of things before God.
神说他要开天上的窗户，倾覆在你的生命里面啊。
God says he will open the windows of heaven and to bless you.
你信不信？
Do you believe this?
如果你相信，你就试试看。
If you believe it, then try it.
不要计较你在教会当中用掉的时间。
Don't calculate and keep track of all the time you spend at church.
不要计较你在做圣工当中所花费的努力。
And don't calculate all of the effort that you've given for the work of
church. 更不要把信仰当成生命当中的一种损失。
And don't consider your faith to be a loss to your life.
像大卫一样。
Just like David.
大卫说，我一想到神的家，我心中就欢喜。
That David said, when I just think of the house of God, then my heart rejoices.
所以神就从天上赐大福降在他的生命当中。
So God greatly blessed him in his life.
这是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
也是给你我今天的一个挑战。
And this is also a challenge for you and I today.
我们看回来马太福音的第十一章。
Let us turn back to Matthew chapter 11.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
28.
这里说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。在这里讲到第二个得安息的方法。
Here it tells us a second way to receive rest.
第一个叫做回转向小孩。
The first is to return to being a child.
第二个是将重担带到神的面前。
And the second is to bring our burdens before God.
一个人来到神的面前。
When a person comes before the presence of God.
你如果认识到你的生命是有重担的。
If you recognize that you have burdens in your life.
你因为你有重担。
And because you have burdens today.
你自然想要找到帮助。
Then you will automatically want to find help.
因为你被重担压着喘不过气来。
Because you've been pressed down by your burdens to the point you can't breathe.
所以你只能祈求这个能够把这重担卸下。
So you can only plead that you can put these burdens down.
因为有需要，所以寻找帮助。
Because you have a need, so you will look for help.
一个人如果没有感到需要，
If a person does not feel they have a need,
自然而然他不需要帮助啊。
Then automatically they don't need help.
就像今天我要请你吃饭。
Just like if today I was going to treat you to a meal.
如果你刚刚吃饱啊。
If you have just eaten.
吃得很饱。
And you're very full.
哇，那裤子都绷得紧紧的。
And your pants are very tight.
已经吃到这边了。吃到这里了。
You've eaten all the way up to here.
结果我跟你讲说，我请你吃龙虾。
And then I say to you, I'm going to treat you to lobster.
哎呀，不要啊，好可怕啊。
And I say, oh, no way, that's too sick.
为什么？
Why?
因为再吃就爬出来啦。龙虾就出来啦。
Because if you eat it, then, the lobster will crawl out.
所以啊，当你觉得自己 拥有很多的时候。
Today, when you feel like you have a lot.
我觉得我没有需要啊。
You feel like I don't have a need.
我很满意我的生活。
I'm very content with my life.
我生命当中没有任何的问题。
I have no problems in my life.
有没有神，有没有信仰，我都是这样过。
Whether I have God or faith, I still pass my life.
你自然就找不到神了。
Then automatically you will not find God.
找不到神，你自然就没有办法得到从神来的安息。
And then automatically you will not be able to receive the rest from God.
所以第二个要求，
so the second requirement,
就是你要认识到你有需要。
Is to recognize that you have a need.
因为我生命当中有很多的重担。
Because I have many burdens in my life.
这样的重担不是人可以帮助我的。
And these are burdens that other people cannot help you with.
这样的重担不是钱财可以解决的。
These are burdens that money cannot solve.
这样的重担不是医生能够治疗的。
These burdens are not solvable by doctors.
虽然可能我物质上非常的丰盛。
Even if materially I am very abundant.
但是我心灵当中却非常的痛苦。
But inside my spirit, in my heart, it is very painful.
所以当你认识到说你是一个有重担的人。
So once you realize that you are a person that has burdens.
而且没有人能够帮得了你。
And that no other person can help you.
只有这样子你才能够来到神面前呼喊说主啊救我，主啊救我。
Only in this way will you come before Christ and cry out to him, save me, save me.
当你认识到说主，当你认识到主是你唯一的救主。
When you realize that Jesus is your only savior.
你祈求他，你就要得到帮助。
When you cry out to him, then he will help you.
你来到他面前，他就要给你开路。
And when you come before him, he will open a path for you.
但是这是给谁的？
But who is this for?
只有给那个觉得有需要的人啊。
For those who feel that they have a need.
我们来看哥林多前书的哥林多后书的第一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥林多后书的一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚西亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。第九节，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠那叫死人复活的神。第十节，他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。这里是使徒保罗所写的。
This is written by Paul.
保罗是个很有能力的人。
And Paul was someone who was very capable.
但是在这里保罗却说。
But here Paul says.
他说压力太大，力不能胜，连得救的活命的指望都断绝了。
He says, burdened beyond measure, above strength, we despaired even of life.
结果是什么？
And what was the result?
他说叫我们不依靠自己。
That we could not rely on ourselves,
只能靠那个救我们脱离死亡的神。
But in God who raises the dead.
所以保罗常常讲啊。
So Paul often says.
保罗说啊，我夸口自己的软弱啊。
That I boast of my weaknesses.
因为我软弱的时候，我就倚靠神。
Because when I'm weak, I rely on God.
我倚靠神，我就得到刚强。
And when I rely on God, I am strengthened.
所以我什么时候软弱，我就什么时候得到刚强了。
So when I am weak, then this is when I am strong.
当我认识到自己背负着很大的重担。
And when I realize that I am carrying a very heavy burden.
我就要寻找那上头来的帮助。
Then I need to look for help from above.
借着上头来的帮助。
And from this help from above.
使我能够卸下这生命当中担不起的担子。
Then I will be able to put down this burden that I am unable to bear in life.
来到神面前放下担子。
And to put down my burden in the presence of God.
生命自然得平安。
And that my life will automatically receive rest.
自然能够得享到主里的安息。
And receive peace in God.
但是啊，我们今天有个很大的问题啊。
And today we have a big problem.
你跟我今天都来到教会。
You and I have come to church today.
你跟我今天都信了耶稣。
You and I believe in Christ.
你跟我今天都得到圣灵。
You and I have received the Holy Spirit.
你跟我今天都拥有信仰。
You and I have faith
today. 但是拥有信仰来到耶稣面前。
But to have faith and come before Christ.
却不见得每个人都愿意把身上的重担来卸给耶稣啊。
Does not mean that every one of us is willing to let down our burdens and give them to God.
有一天啊，有一个乡下人他要进城。
One day there was a country person that wanted to go to the city.
要拿东西啊，那个挑担子啊，到城里面去卖啊。
He was carrying his burdens to sell them in the city.
哇，很重啊，挑得很辛苦啊，全身大汗啊。
It was very heavy it was very difficult for him to carry, and he was sweating.
走啊，大太阳啊，哇，非常的疲倦。
He's walking and walking in the hot sun, very tired.
哎呀，这个时候啊，突然有一台卡车经过啦。
And all of a sudden, a truck came by.
哦，一个卡车经过，卡车司机看说，哎，这个人啊，看起来看到他在路边在挑担子在走啊。
And the person in the truck saw him carrying his burden, walking on the path.
啊，结果啊，这个卡车司机很有爱心啊。
And this truck driver had a lot of love.
啊，就跟他讲说啊，你要进城是吧？
And he asked, "Are you going to the city?"
啊，我也走同个方向啊。
I'm going the same way.
啊，要不然你上车，我载你一程，载你一程哦。
Get on, you can go with me.
哇，他好高兴啊！哇，这么辛苦啊！哇，终有人要载他，这么好。
And so he was so happy, and so he was like, finally somebody is going to bring me.
非常感谢啊，就上了那个车子后，那卡车后面的那个叫什么？
The truck bed. I don't know Chinese.
就到车子的后面的那个地方哦。
And he was very happy, and he happily climbed onto the bed of the truck.
哇，想说可以休息一下。
And thought I can take a rest.
啊，结果啊，卡车就砰继续往前开啦。
And then as the truck continued driving forward.
那结果哎，奇怪啊，卡车司机啊，一面开哎，怎么听到后面还有喘气的声音呢？
But as the truck driver continued driving, he heard a sound of panting behind him.
啊，所以啊，他就看了一下后照镜。
So he looked at the rearview mirror.
然后看到哎。啊，车上载的那个人啊
，He saw the person that he was giving a ride to.
啊，怎么上了车啊，还是站着
？That after he got onto the truck, he was still standing.
啊，不但站着，而且啊，那个担子还是挑在身上啊。
And not only was he standing, but he was still carrying his burdens.
哦，所以啊，还是喘气啊，哦，还是蛮重的啊。
So he was still panting, and he still felt like it was really heavy.
啊，结果那卡车司机就跟他说啊。
And so the truck driver said to him,
啊，你把东西放下来啊。
Oh, why don't you put your things down?
啊，结果他说啊，不要啦，不好意思啦。
And he said, oh no,
不用啦，谢谢你啦。
Oh no, that's okay, thank you.
啊，你已经哦，载我，让我不用走路，我已经很感谢你啦。
I'm already very thankful that you're giving me a ride so I don't have to walk.
啊，我把这个东西放下来，增加你的重担啊，这是不好意思的啊。
If I put down the burden, it would make your truck heavier, and I would feel bad about that.
你不要笑人家啊。
Don't laugh at other people.
今天我们在座有多少人在神面前就是这样啊
？How many of us today before God are this way?
耶稣救你，耶稣已经为你付出代价。
Jesus already saved you. Jesus already paid the price for
you. 耶稣在十字架上为你留下宝血洗净你的一切罪过。
Jesus died for you on the cross and washed away all your sins.
耶稣赐给你圣灵，说我要做你生命当中的帮助。
And Jesus gave you the Holy Spirit to be a helper in your life.
把你的担子交给我，我来帮你承担。
And He says, "Give me your burdens, I will carry them for you."
结果你好客气啊，不要啦，主耶稣不好意思啦。
And you say, "Oh no, I feel bad. That's okay, Jesus."
我自己担就可以了，不要增加你的重担。
I don't want to give you any more burden.
这有什么意义吗？
Is there any point to this?
你已经在那台卡车上面了。
You're already on the truck.
放不放重量都是一样的。
Whether you put down your burdens or not, the weight is the same.
对你来讲，弹不起的重担。
For you, it is a burden you cannot carry.
对主耶稣来讲，是一件非常小的小事。
But to Jesus, this is a very small thing.
所以你已经来到这一条救恩的车上了。
So today you're already on this truck of salvation.
为什么不愿意放下你生命中的重担，相信主，交给主呢？
Why don't you put down the burdens of your life and trust in Jesus?
其实你也很想交给主，对不对？
Actually, you really want to trust Jesus.
你好希望放下你的重担，对不对？
You really hope you can put down your burdens.
但是有一个问题啊，
But there's a problem.
你不愿意交出处理事情的权利来。
You don't want to give up the right to how to handle matters yourself.
因为当你把这件事情交出去了，
Because once you give over this right,
主导权就不在你的手上。
Then this the control is not in yours.
其实这个才是最大的问题。
And this is the biggest problem.
我们喜欢耶稣。
We like Jesus.
我们相信信仰。
We believe in our faith.
我们求神帮助。
We prayed that God will help us.
但是我们常常拒绝交出生命当中的主权。
But we often refuse to give over the right over our own lives.
主啊，你要帮我，需要你帮助我。
Jesus, we need you to help me.
但是你只能用我要的方法来帮助我。
But it has to be only in the way that I want you to help.
所以到最后，虽然你信了耶稣，
So in the end, even though you believe in Jesus,
但是你那肩头上的重担卸不下来。
But the burden on your neck, you have not been able to put down.
常常跟主耶稣在那里拔河啊，拉过来拉过去的。
And you're playing tug of war with Jesus.
主啊，你帮助我。
Jesus help me.
啊，不要啦，让我的方法啦。
I never mind my way instead.
哦，所以交来交去，到最后重担还在你自己的身上。
So it's back and forth, and in the end, you're still carrying the burden yourself.
因此，信主多年，生命当中不得享安息。
So even after believing in Jesus for years, you still cannot receive rest.
因为认识耶稣，却不相信耶稣的全能。
Because even though you believe in Jesus, you don't believe in His power.
成为基督徒，不愿意放弃生命当中主宰的权利。
Even though you're a Christian, you don't want to give over the right or control.Of your life.
所以到最后，虽然信了耶稣，人生走的仍然非常的辛苦。
So even though you believe in Jesus, your life is still very difficult.
劳苦担重担的人啊，
and that you feel it's full of toil and you're carrying many burdens.
你已经来到主的面前啊，
you've already come into the presence of God.
主耶稣愿意接过你的重担，
and Jesus is willing to take your burdens.
成为你生命当中真正的力量，
and to be this true strength in your life.
到最后，关键只在你的身上，
and the key.Ends up on you.
看你什么时候愿意卸下担子交托给神呢？
It depends on whether you are willing to give up your own burden.
主啊，交给你。
And to say, Jesus, these are for you.
不管你要怎么处理。
No matter how you want to take care of it.
不管你要怎么带领。
No matter how you want to guide or lead.
我都接受。
I will accept.
啊，当你能够放下来。
Once you are able to put them down.
相信爱你的主绝对不会让你失望。
And to believe that the Lord that loves you will not let you be disappointed.
相信全能的主一定有比你更好的解决方法。
And to believe that the Lord who loves you.The Almighty Lord has a better way than you do.
你重担一卸下，心灵就享平安的。
As soon as you put down those burdens, your heart will receive rest.
第三，我们看回来马太福音的十一章。
Thirdly, let us look back to Matthew chapter 11.
十一章
，chapter 11,
二十九节
，verse 29.
二十九节
，verse 29.
啊，这里说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。在这里讲到享安息的第三个方法。
Here it tells us the third way we can receive rest.
回转向小孩。
First was return to being a child.
卸下重担，相信神。
Second is to put down our burdens and trust in God.
这里讲说，第三，你要学习耶稣基督的生命样式啊。
And third is we need to imitate the lifestyle of Lord Jesus.
耶稣的生命样式是什么
？What is the lifestyle of Lord Jesus？
啊，当然，耶稣的生命，他的样式有很多值得我们学习的。
Of course, there are many aspects in Jesus' life that we should imitate.
但是在所有的样式当中，最重要的一样。
But of all of them, what is most important?
就是在约翰福音十七章
is in John chapter 17.
他说他举目向天祷告啊
is that he raised his eyes to heaven to pray, lifted up his eyes to heaven.
我们看约翰福音的第十七章
Let's look at John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音第十七章
Let's look at John chapter 17.
第一节
verse 1.
耶稣说了这话就举目望天说父啊时候到了愿你荣耀你的儿子使你的儿子也荣耀你这是耶稣所留下来最重要的样式
And this is the most important example that Jesus has left for us.
就是盼望与荣耀在永恒的天家。
Is that our hope and our glory is in our heavenly home.
因为主耶稣将他所有的盼望都存记在天家永恒的荣耀。
Because Jesus has stored all of his hope in the glorious heaven above.
使得他能够超越世上的追求、价值、物质的引诱。跟世上的患难
So he can transcend all of the values and all the temptations, all the burdens of, in the world.
因为他看到天上的荣耀
Because he sees the glory in heaven.
所以世界上的事都成为小事
So the things of the world seem very insignificant.
因为他看见永恒的价值
Because he sees the eternal value.
所以世界上的好处对他来讲都没有什么诱惑
So the things of the world are not tempting to him.
啊，因为能够超越这个短暂而且有限的世界
Because he is able to transcend this short-lived world.
将目光放在那无尽永恒的荣耀。
And he can put his, set his eyes on the things that are eternal.
使得他人生当中不管遇到了什么样的事情。
No matter what it is he faces in his life.
或好或坏或高或低。
Whether it's good or bad, whether it's highs or lows.
或富足或缺乏。
Whether rich or in need.
啊，或顺利或痛苦。
Whether things are smooth or difficult.
因为他的眼光不 在这个世上。
Because his eyesight is not set in the world.
使得他能够超越世界的环境而得享心灵当中真实的平安。
He is able to transcend the environment of the world and receive peace in his heart.
所以第三个得到安息的方法。
So the third way to receive peace.
就是拥有超越的目光。
Is to have eyesight that is transcendent.
能够看见真实的价值。
That can recognize what is true value.
然后就好像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul said.
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4
第十六节
verse 16
十六节，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。十七节
17.
我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。十八节
18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。这是保罗他学习了基督的样式。
And this is the way in which Paul imitates Christ.
什么样式？
What way does he imitate Christ?
就是耶稣举目望天。
The fact that he lifts his eyes to heaven.
并且看到为他所预备的荣耀。
And he sees the glory that is prepared for him.
啊，所以我们的弟兄姐妹。
So our brothers and sisters.
如果我们今天能够有更高的目光。
Today, if we can have a transcendent view.
我们能够有判，我们能够判断那真实的价值。
And if we can hope after the eternal value.
我们能够看到信仰的意义。
And we can see the meaning of our faith.
我们更能够看到主为你所预备最终的奖赏。
We can see the reward that God has prepared for us.
啊，你会突然发现说世界上的一切都是小事啊。
Then we will realize that everything in this world is very insignificant.
所谓的顺利跟不顺利对你来讲意义不大。
Whether things are smooth or not, will not have a very big impact on you.
遇到什么困难或患难也都是暂时的。
Because difficulties, trials are temporary as well.
因为你的目光已经超越了现在。
Because your view has already transcended to today.
因为你的盼望是存记在将来的荣耀。
And because your hope is on the eternal glory.
啊，如果真的能够做到这样。
If we can truly reach this.
那不管你今天在世上遇到什么样的事情。
No matter what it is you face in the world today.
都能够在主里得享真平安。
You will be able to have true rest in Jesus Christ.
因为就像圣经上所说的。
Because like it says in the Bible.
他说你的生命已经存在耶稣里面啊。
Your life is already hidden in Christ.
啊，所以不管什么事情发生，都是外在的，都是外面的。
So anything that happens is outside, is external to you.
不管什么样的困难，有一天总是会过去的。
No matter how difficult things are, they will pass sometime.
因为这么短暂的人生。
Because of such a short lifespan.
总是会过去，什么事都会过去的。
Everything will pass eventually.
但是那个永恒的将来。
But of the eternal, the eternal life,
却是我们存记所有追求与盼望的目标。
That is where all of our hope is for the future.
当你盼望，当你的目标正确。
And once your goal is right.
当你拥有真实的盼望。
And once you have the true hope.
当你得着永恒的价值。
Once you have received this eternal value.
你就要在主里常享平安。
Then you will receive rest in Christ.
能够受安息。
And that you will have peace.
更能够得安息。
And you will receive rest.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
And let us sing hymns together.
112首。
Hymn 112.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.